USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, President Trump in London for the NATO summit. Former Vice President Joe Biden campaigning in Iowa, where the Real Clear Politics average of polls has him slipping to fourth place. Mayor Pete first in Iowa. Biden launching what he calls his No Malarkey Tour, but he can't seem to escape his gaffes. Here's the latest one that has both voters and political pundits baffled.
By the way, you know, I sit on the stand, and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn, that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I love kids jumping on my lap.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy plans and availability vary by state.
President Trump attending the NATO summit in London, counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says the White House will not be participating in the impeachment inquiry as it moves to the House Judiciary Committee. She tells Fox News,
they think they finally got him, they don't, but what they don't have is any justification to upend what the voters wanted, which is Donald Trump to be the president, and they should just admit they have no idea how to beat him in 2020. They fear he will be reelected, so they need to remove him before that.
Former President Jimmy Carter, who is 95 back in the hospital in Americus, Georgia, that facility about 10 miles away from Plains where he lives. He's being treated for a urinary tract infection, the Carter Center saying he's feeling better. Carter was home for Thanksgiving after being released from Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, where he spent 2 weeks. Doctors there performing a procedure to reduce pressure on his brain after a few recent falls. Carter is the oldest living U.S. president. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The very latest now in the impeachment inquiry as it moves from the House Intel Committee to the House Judiciary Committee. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
President Trump says he will not send representation to Wednesday's impeachment proceedings before the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee. And former Whitewater Independent Counsel Robert Ray tells Fox Business that's the right move to make for the president.
I think the White House counsel has it right. I mean, that's what I would have done. I don't see any reason to be participating in something that is a foregone conclusion and on a timetable of 2 weeks where they're not interested in hearing from the president's witnesses in any event. And this thing is going to start with witnesses who are law professors. I don't doubt that they will be hooray Henrys to the Democratic impeachment effort to talk about the fact that this is a clear case.
A judge dismissing a lawsuit against Rhode Island's new bill protecting abortion rights. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Superior Court Judge Melissa Darrigan dismissing the lawsuit that had been filed on behalf of the Catholics for Life advocacy group and some other activists last week. A lawyer for the plaintiffs say the decision will be appealed to the state Supreme Court. The Reproductive Privacy Act, signed by Governor Gina Raimondo in June, served to codify the privacy rights guaranteed by the U.S. Supreme Court decision in the Roe v. Wade case. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.